1. Conquest and Reconquest. The traditional interpretation has been that the invasion was impelled by belief in the notion of jihad in the sense of holy war. When writing history in certain epochs, particularly in the 19th century, it was natural to ascribe the growth of Islam to the ardor of the faith of the early Muslims. The pursuit of jihad as holy war is not a motivating factor relevant to the clashes between Muslims and the people they vanquished in the first century of Islam, at least not as far as the conquest and subsequent occupation of the Iberian Peninsula is concerned. Richard Hitchcock, Professor Emeritus of Arab and Islamic Studies at the University of Exeter, Mozarabs in Medieval and Early Modern Spain, Identities and Influences. We should think of the Muslims in some way as a migratory wave, just like the Visigoths, except 200 sick years later. David Nirenberg, Deborah R. and Edgar D. Janata, Professor of Medieval History and Social Thought at the University of Chicago, in the PBS film Cities of Light, The Rise and Fall of Islamic Spain, 2007. Muslim and Christian chronicles tell us, and archaeological evidence corroborates, that in the second half of the 7th century, the Islamic Caliphate's armies from Arabia and the Middle East swept through North African coastal areas held by the Christian Greek Roman Empire, usually referred to as the Byzantine Empire. North Africa had been largely Christian territory since at least the early 4th century. This was the land of Tertullian, circa 160 to circa 225, and St. Cyprian, circa 200 to 258, of Carthage, St. Athanasius of Alexandria, circa 296 to 373, and St. Augustine of Hippo, 354 to 430. In Egypt alone, a vast network of Christian, Greek, and Coptic monasteries, filled with ancient manuscripts and precious art, ran from Alexandria on the coast to Karga and Luxor in the hinterland. But Islamic forces destroyed this network and eventually reduced both Greek and Coptic Christians to small and periodically harassed minorities. The Muslim warriors also defeated and converted to Islam, though not always thoroughly, a number of Berber pagan tribes in the interior of North Africa and incorporated them into the invading armies. Persecuted by Islam, the original Berber religion, culture, and language have remained marginalized until the present day. The records go on to tell us that, during the first half of the 8th century, perhaps around 711, Islamic forces crossed the narrow strait, then called by its ancient Greek name the Pillars of Hercules, the name still used by the Christian Chronica Mozarabica of 754, separating Africa from the land that the Romans called Hispania, the Latin word from which evolved the late Latin term Spania and the modern Spanish España. The Romans did not call this region Iberia, which is an earlier Greek term many scholars today have adopted. Early accounts differ on the exact composition and number of these forces, and on the exact details and sequence of events. The invasion seems to have been preceded in 710 by a raid featuring several hundred Berber Muslim troops led by Tarif, a Berber Mawla, plural Mawali, in his case, a freed slave converted to Islam, who remained linked as a client to his former Muslim master in a relationship of allegiance and protection, to the governor of North Africa, Musa ibn Nusayr. Musa himself was possibly the son of a Christian Syrian.